Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masachas Shavuos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esr Bas Rachel, Shish B'zach Refan Yerziv Gohal, going B'karav Mamesh. And now we give more clarity on Shavuos Bitoy and Shavuos Shav. The Mishnah says Shavuos Bitoy, this din of Shavuos Bitoy, Nehegas Ba'anashim Uvenashim, it would apply both to men and women, Berchaikim Rekrivim, whether somebody's far away, meaning he's not a relative, or he is a relative. That's, for example, when a person makes a Shavuah, I'm going to or not going to give something to that guy, so that guy could either be a relative or not a relative. B'ksherim Psulim, it applies equally to people who are kosher or possible to give eidos, and this is b'fnei bezdin, shalai b'fnei bezdin, whether the shvu was done in front of bezdin or not in front of bezdin. However, it does have to be mipi atzmai, that he does it on his own. He has to take the shvu upon himself. It can't be that somebody else places the shvu on him. It has to be that he takes it upon himself. And in case of shvu's bitoy, as we mentioned previously, what happens if he's over? If a person is over b'mezid, he gets makos. If he's over b'shoigeg, he has to do a carbon oil v'yared. And on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, it's basically the same thing. Shvu's shav, this false or silly, ridiculous shvua, nehagas ba'anashim u'nashim, has to do with men and women, berchaikim u'krivim, people who are far away, meaning they're not relatives or they are relatives, b'ksherim u'psulim, people are kosher apostle for eidos, b'fnei bezin v'shalai b'fnei bezin, whether they're in front of bezin or not, won't be atzmai, but it has to come from him. And as we said before as well, v'chayim nal zayin ha'makos, if he's ever in it on purpose, he's chayim makos. However, v'ashayagasa, pater. If he's ever at b'shaigig, he's pater and does not bring a carbon oil of yared. Now here we just expound on the concept of mipi atzmai, it has to come from him. The Mishnah says, achazu v'achazu, in both of these, meaning Shavuos Bitoy and Shavuos Shav, Hamushma Mipi Acherim Chayiv. If somebody else is Mashbia him, he is Chayiv. And this is not a contradiction to what we just said, Mipi Atzmai. And the Mishnah explains, Ketzad, how is this? So let's say Omar, a person says, Lo Yachalti Hayom, I did not eat today. Or he says, Lo Yachalti Tefillin Hayom, I didn't put on Tefillin today. And then another guy who heard this tells him, Mashbiacha Ani, I'm being Mashbia you, I make you swear. The Omar, Amen, and the guy responds to that, Amen, Chayiv. So then he's Chayiv. It's only when another person tells him, of Shavua, and he responds Amen, then he would be chayav for that. But if he doesn't respond Amen, then another person is not able to be mashbia him, and then he wouldn't be over for Shavua's Bitoy or Shavua's Shav. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.